This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. For some of us, investing a bulk sum to become self-insured sounds better than buying permanent life insurance. Turns out, these investments are rarely good. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains this and more on today's Wisdom on Wealth.
Last week, I reviewed the identity crisis suffered by insurance companies who forgot they are primarily security providers and not investment managers. History shows that no matter how you package it, using the cash values of a life insurance policy as an investment accumulation vehicle is rarely a good idea. What escapes many, however, is the corresponding truth that investments are usually pretty poor insurance. Well, here's the way the argument used to go. Buy cheap term insurance and invest the bulk of your money in a good mutual fund or another investment of your choice. By the time the term is up, the life insurance coverage runs out, and you'll have so much money that you don't need the life insurance anymore. By that time, you'll be self-insured. As if that's supposed to be good news. So if you do faithfully invest the bulk of your money in a mutual fund, and most don't in my experience, and even if you do wind up with enough money to call yourself self-insured, you're going to find out this isn't the enviable position that you might have thought that it would be in the abstract. Because when you've got to start living off the nest egg that you've built up, you'll find that the financial risks that you faced before retirement have not decreased. In fact, they have increased. Your nest egg is now more sensitive than ever to market fluctuations, tax increases, interest rate decreases, and inflation, just to name a few perils. And because you don't know how long you're going to live, the only prudent choice is to manage your money as if it has to last forever. In essence, you get to spend the interest on your money, but not the principal. Well, the purpose of permanent life insurance is to ensure that a benefit will be paid if you die early or if you live too long. Because life insurance companies spread the risk of when you die over many thousands of lives, they can do this a lot more cheaply than you can. You get to buy future dollars at an actuarial discount. Well, the cheapest way to insure against the possibility of dying too soon is term life insurance, but it's worthless against the risk of living too long. And if you choose to have no protection against the risk of living too long, in other words, you choose to be self-insured, well, your money has to stay tied up, reserved against the risk that you will live a long life. You can only spend the interest on your money, but not the money itself. Well, savvy wealth management suggests a balance. Own plenty of assets, stocks and bonds and mutual funds and retirement plans and real estate and businesses, but also own enough permanent life insurance to allow you to spend and enjoy all of your wealth, not just the interest. Because insurance is rarely a good investment, but investments are rarely very good insurance. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.
I'm Richard Harrison. Each Friday night, I invite you to join me for big band swing era music and fun on my Most of the Big Band show. We'll listen back through the years, enjoying many of your favorite songs. We'll share some laughs, too. That's Most of the Big Band show, Friday night, 706, 90.3 FM, KEDM, Monroe.